Radio.Dominican.edu, Stuart Horn and Jed Jackson with you on the final night of the 08 volleyball campaign at home anyways. The ladies do have more volleyball coming up, three away games next week. But the Penguins firmly entrenched in second place. Not really any chance of getting out of it, Jet, but Menlo, undefeated in the league this year, has just one tremendous team, and it looks like, and no one would bet against the fact that the Oaks out of Menlo College are going to be first place in the Cal Pack, and it looks like the Penguins will be second place at the end of this campaign. Not a bad run. Pretty good team this year, senior send-off night. From the Conlin Center, Jed Jackson alongside Stuart Horn with you on the 1st of November. Oh, wait. Jet, you've seen a bunch of games this year. Tonight should be a good one after as the Penguins welcome the Warrior ladies from Pacific Union College into the Conlin Center.
It should be a good game tonight, Stu. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Lady Penguins have a good closeout tonight for our departing seniors, which are Allie Pence, Christy Roberts, and Amanda Wagner, the three seniors playing their last home game, which has to be sort of bittersweet feeling here at the Collins Center. But you were right again, as you said before, Stu, that Menlo has had a tremendous season this year. Lady Penguins trying to kind of entrench in that second place position. Technicalities were limit any, you know, upward mobility from that, but the Lady Penguins have appreciated this season. They play good volleyball, and you know, maybe not having a season they probably hoped for, they still went ahead and had a good run at it, and we couldn't be more prouder of our Lady Penguins here and the job that Roger Goodwin has done as head coach of this great volleyball team, these great athletes. And have to mention, as we do have three athletes that are leaving, and it's going to be sad to see these three young ladies go, Stu, but hopefully we can close it out in a victory-winning fashion for the Lady Penguins tonight in the Collins Center.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Jet, as Amanda Wagner and I were speaking before the game. Hopefully her folks are here. I know they were on their way up from Southern California.
Yeah, I see them sitting in the stands.
Oh, okay, good. The terrible weather outside. Nice and comfy inside the Conlin Center, though. Comfortable 71 degrees. We're going to have the volleyball for you in about 8.5 minutes. This game, though, it was scheduled originally at 7 o'clock, going to be side out at 7:30. And now with a little information about the three graduating seniors on tonight's senior send-off night. Our three graduating seniors, Amanda Wagner, Christy Roberts, and Allie Pence. Here is my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Introducing your graduating seniors tonight, they will be Allie Pence, Captain Christy Roberts, and Captain Amanda Wagner of your DU Ladies Volleyball. Allie Pence was born and raised in Castro Valley, California, where she attended Bishop O'Dowd High School. Allie played JV and varsity and was the captain on that volleyball team. 11 years of volleyball experience, including Golden Bear Volleyball Club, and playing most positions, including middle, outside, DS, and libero. Allie's in the teaching program here at Dominican and hopes to have a teaching job after graduation. Allie plans to continue student teaching and also is planning a trip to Europe this year. Her fondest memory of DU volleyball is the trip to Hawaii last year, and Allie would like to thank her family, mom, dad, grandma, and Chris, for always being at her games and being her biggest fans. She would also like to thank her roommate, Shawnee, and her boyfriend, Pablo, and for their constant supports and limitless hugs. Also, she also likes to thank her coaches and teammates, past and present, for everything, and Dominican volleyball would not be the same without the dedication of the coaching staff, John, Jeremy, and Roger. Allie then goes on to say, along with the coaches, it's really the 12 girls standing with me that have made this memorable. You girls are truly amazing. The bonds we have made will surely last a lifetime. Thank you for the laughs, love, and endless support. I feel blessed to have you in my life, and I will miss you more than words can say. I love you. And that's coming from Allie Pence, the graduating senior, the great player we've seen great games from here in the Collins Center at Dominican. And we're definitely sad but happy to see her go ahead and continue her searches and her conquests as an academic and great young lady here at Dominican University. And on to Captain Christy Roberts. Christy Roberts is 20 years old. She was born in Santa Rosa and grew up in Guerneville. She attended El Molino High School, where she played JV and varsity. Christy has been playing volleyball for 10 years and playing for the Empire Volleyball Club and Sonoma West Volleyball Club. She has been a middle blocker and an outside hitter. Christy is studying communications with emphasis in print media. She will graduate in December with a degree in communications and plans to pursue a career in public relations marketing through Golden Gate University. After the volleyball season, she plans to stay active in Marin County, in the Marin County community, and continue to play volleyball for fun. She could be working in public relations, marketing, or journalism. The sky is truly the limit for Roberts. Christy's fondest memory is learning what it takes to be a team player and a friend. She will miss the laughs and the cries, Taco Bell at night, dancing, the Woodall family dinners, McDonald's dates, secret sisters, as well as the unbelievable stories and friendships she's made. Christy would like to thank her family and friends, especially her mom, and for always supporting her and coming to all the games, rooting for the black and gold. And that coming from Christy Roberts, the departing senior tonight, a great student athlete coming here from Dominican. And last but certainly not least would be our server of the year, your All-American player, Captain Amagna Wadner, 21, born in Orange County, grew up in Laguna Niguel and Rancho Santa Margarita. She attended Santa Margarita Catholic High School, where she played volleyball for JV and varsity. She goes on to say, Go Eagles. Shout out to her high school team. Amanda's been playing for 12 years for Laguna Beach Volleyball Club and 1 year at Orange County Volleyball Club. Amanda is an outside hitter turned right side hitter. She's studying business, marketing, and sports management. She plans to go to grad school for sports management. After volleyball season, Amanda will study in Spain for a semester. Her fondest memory of DU volleyball has been able to play in Hawaii last year, and even though the competition was tough, the team bond was amazing. She will miss her friends she has made. Amanda would also like to thank her parents, Bob and Debbie, who have always been there to support her no matter what the endeavor, her amazing brothers Ryan and Nick, and sister-in-law Julie. A big thank you to her Aunt Pam, Uncle JB, and cousins Andrew, Patrick, and Brianna, who drove up just to come tonight. A loving hello to her grandparents, Frank and Roberta, who are listening on radio.dominican.edu back home in SoCal. And last but not least, she would like to thank her boyfriend, Victor, and that is coming from the all-star, outstanding student-athlete here, Amagna Wadner, here at radio.dominican.edu in the Collins Center. And we are so happy to see these seniors continue on and do great things, but also a little sad to see them go, Stu, but we hope they do great things in the future, and we wish these ladies nothing but luck as they continue in whatever their fields may be, athletic or academic.
All right. Well done there, Jed Jackson. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson with you, your DU broadcasters for tonight's final home volleyball game, or match, I should say, the individual games are referred to as game. The entire competition is a match. Tonight, Rally scoring as usual. Jet, every time the ball touches the floor, a point is scored. Best of five as the Penguins are out on the floor with just about 2.5 minutes to go. Penguins are still out on the floor warming up. And it's such a, you know, volleyball, Jet, is such a fast-paced one burst of energy after another that you have to warm up for a couple of hours so that you don't pull something, I guess, during the game. That must be the reason that they warm up for so long. I mean, literally, a match could last maybe an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, and the teams are out there warming up for 2 hours.
Yeah, the conditioning of these ladies is absolutely crazy. I mean, as a guy, as a former football player, you used to wouldn't be able to tell me anything about conditioning, but it seems here that these ladies playing volleyball tend to push themselves to the limit physically and mentally here in these games and these matches that could, as you said, Stu, last up to an hour. These girls play hard, diving, jumping, dodging, everything in their way. It seems like everything's coming at them 100 miles per hour. And they're playing great volleyball this season, and I couldn't be more proud of these Lady Penguins and their performance. Great athletes we have here on Dominican, and we've also welcomed great freshmen in Kayla Morphew, also Sarah Chow, as well as Mercedes Smith, who look to go on and continue this great winning tradition. And I guess keep the memory alive and keep the hope alive here at Dominican University for our departing seniors.
All right, fans, just a little over a minute and a half to go, and Mike Rupp is on the overhead. We're going to try and get all the information for you from the overhead. We're going to crank our microphones up. And Jed Jackson himself has been warming up for about 2 hours, a very fast-paced broadcast expected tonight. Bursts of energy. I don't want Jed to pull any muscles. So he's been warming up for the last couple of hours. A very fine job giving us the information on our graduating seniors. Tonight is senior send-off night for Roger Goodwin and the Lady Penguins, the final home game for the Lady Penguins. I know this broadcast was originally scheduled for 7 o'clock, fans, but I don't want you to get mad at Jet or myself because we had nothing to do with the change in time, but we are happy to be bringing you this broadcast. It starts at 7:30, and in fact, it's 7:29, so you know what that means, Jet. Crank up our theme music. We have the We have the overhead announcers getting ready for things, and we're going to try and bring you everything live on radio.dominican.edu as we gear up for another live broadcast from the Conlon Center, where Jet and I are sitting up here in the luxury box high above center court at the Conlon Center. And now with the overhead, here is Mike Rudd. Or Mike's going to get started any second now. Pacific Union in the house, and here we go. The anticipation is killing us here in the broadcasting. From the luxury boxes, the Penguins waiting. Okay, now the Penguins are lining up on the baseline. I see. We're going to have the starting lineups for you. And I'm not sure if we're going to do that first. But here's the overhead.
And your host, Dominican Lake Penguins. Tonight's match is being broadcast worldwide on Penguin Radio. Call them right now and tell them to tune in for the play-by-play. The web address is radio.dominican.edu. And now, the starting lineup for Pacific Union.
Oh, we will get to the starting lineups then, Jet. I can do these now. And for Pacific Union, under head coach Eli Quinza, the Lady Pioneers, that's their head coach, of course, starting with Lisa Jacobo. She's number one, a 5'1" junior out of PUC Prep. Number five is Megan Acob, a 5'8" sophomore out of Rio Lindo. Number six is Molly Helton, a 5'7" freshman. And, you know, it's funny, Jet, sometimes they have these listed by high school and sometimes by their hometown. This says, I have no idea where she's, where Molly Helton's from, but she is a 5'7" freshman. So we'll let you know when we figure out where Molly Helton's from. Number eight is Heather Jacobson, a 6'2" sophomore. Number 11 is Joanne Morris, a 5'9" freshman. She's from San Gabriel. That I do know. Number 13 is Casey Miller, a 5'10" freshman out of Rio Lindo. And number 14 is Carrie Cordes, a 5'7" junior out of El Dorado. For the Penguins, under head coach Roger Goodwin in his seventh year, he's assisted by John Engstrom, Jeremy Wagner. The Lady Penguins send out number two, Christy Roberts, one of the seniors graduating tonight in her final home game, 5'10", senior out of Guerneville. You might have guessed that she was a senior, Jet. But number five, also a senior out of Castro Valley, is the 5'5", Allie Pence. Number six, Gabby Picora, the CalPAC Player of the Year last year, 5'10", junior out of Sonoma. Penguins also sending out number 14, Laurel Grand, a 5'9", junior out of Santa Cruz. She's followed by Brooke Swingle, that's number 23, is Swingle, a 5'9", sophomore out of Sonoma. Number 35 is Kayla Morphew, a 5'9", freshman out of Roner Park, and rounding out the squad for head coach Roger Goodwin is number 25, Amanda Wagner, only the best server in the CalPAC. Now, fans, for those of you at home, please rise for our national anthem. Alright, fans, here we go with the final night of BU softball for the 08 campaign. Not so loud. The Penguins welcome the Pioneers into the house out of PUC, and before then, the senior send-off night. We'll send it over to Gabby Picora now as she goes on the overhead microphone with a little information about the graduating seniors.
Welcome to the last CalPAC volleyball game of our 2008 season. Thank you for coming with us and celebrating the great season. Tonight, Our three seniors thought it was their last time playing a college match on the home court. We would like to invite Amanda, Christine, and Allie's parents down to the court to recognize not only the commitment and dedication of our teammates, but also their parents. So come on down. And seniors, please step forward. We would like to individually recognize each of our seniors. So we have a couple of people on that. First of all, Allie Pence. Allie Pence grew up in Castro Valley, California, and has been playing volleyball for 11 years. She played just about every position, outside hitter, defensive specialist, libero, and even middle blocker. She went to Bishop Haddad High School, where she was the varsity captain her senior year. Allie is an alumni and now a coach of Golden Bear Volleyball Club in Berkeley, where she has coached many successful teams. She is a liberal studies major, and in a few more months will be known officially as Miss Allie, the best third grade teacher ever. In her last semester at EU, Allie will be student teaching and planning for a trip to Europe, which actually she's been planning since I've known her. Allie has been an amazing teammate and is a friend close enough that I call her family. She is there through thick and thin and has been my safety net and support system when I needed it the most. You are one of the few people that I, along with many other people, can call a best friend. They say that the friends you meet in college are the ones you have forever, and I think that you and I both know will still be bargain hunting, even when we have an income. You have been a pleasure to play with and a true inspiration to not only me, but to many of us. You are one of the most upbeat and encouraging teammates that I have encountered, and I'm sure I can speak for all the teammates you have in the past. The heart you have for the game shows every time you step on the court by your non-stop, falls-out attitude. We are going to miss playing with you so much, but we wish you the best of luck after GU, and that you find happiness and success wherever life takes you. Allie would like to thank many people who have made her Dominican volleyball experience memorable. Firstly, she would like to thank her family, her mom, dad, grandma, and her brother Chris for always being up in her games no matter the distance. They are her biggest fans, and their love and support have made all the difference. Allie would also like to thank her friend family, her roommate Shawnee, and her boyfriend Pablo for their constant positivity, support, and sharing. Most of all, Allie wants to thank her coaches and teammates, past and present, for everything. Dominican volleyball would not be the same without the time and dedication from the coaching staff, John, Jeremy, and Roger. We all wish you the best of luck, and in your own words, Al, the bonds we have made will last a lifetime.
Roberts grew up in Greenville, California. She attended El Camino High School and played on the varsity team for 2 years, and here at Dominican has dedicated the past 4 fall seasons to the volleyball team. Christy has always been someone who I can have a good laugh with. I think she's made us all laugh in one point or another. For the past 3 years that I've known Christy, I have learned so much from her. From being a great teammate to learning the newest cheer, she has always had a smile on her face every step of it. Not only is she a great teammate, but also she's been such an amazing friend to all of us, and she's always been there to talk to when needed. Christy may not be the biggest force on the court, but her heart and dedication to the game and this team. Being an amazing middle of working hard every day to get better, and also with incredible leadership, and I am so proud to call her my captain. I knew that I could always look to her when she came onto the court and tell her to be big on the net, and always was.
Christy still loves Bile from all of us on this team as her second family to the unconditional support of her mom, siblings, friends, and boyfriend, Jeremy. Love surrounds her. After her graduation this summer with a graduate degree in public relations and marketing, she still hopes to play volleyball for fun. She would like to thank her family and friends, especially her mom, for supporting her and coming to all the games, even the ones she was playing. Christy will miss the Taco Bell night and the unbelievable stories and friendships she has made over the past 4 years. We all love you, Christy, and we wish you the best in the future. You will be missed greatly. This has been really hard for me to put together because there's so much I want to say, but none of it really seems to capture the essence of Amanda Wagner. But here it goes. Amanda was born and raised in Orange County, not L.A., and will always consider herself a SoCal girl. She played volleyball at high school Santa Margarita Catholic, Go Eagles, at Laguna Beach and Orange County Volleyball Clubs, and since coming to Dominican and playing here, she has also been a coach at Absolute Volleyball Club. All her experience has been greatly appreciated on the court. She's known for her killer serve and her smart play. She's a great teammate, even when she turns into Coach Amanda. At Dominican, she has studied business, marketing, and sports management. After a semester in spring 2009, and graduating with honors, she plans to go to grad school for an MBA in sports management. She has found her experiences here at Dominican to be priceless, especially her times with us volleyball girls. Her favorite memory of the team is when we got the chance to play in Hawaii last year. She loves the fact that despite the tough competition and the fact that we were supposed to get beat, we played with so much heart. And the team bonding was amazing, especially when we met up with our good friend, Stephanie. She even said that the thing she'll miss most about CU Volleyball are her best friends, whom she loves so much. Amanda would like to thank her parents, Bob and Debbie, who have always been there to support her, no matter what the endeavor, her amazing brothers, Ryan and Nick, and her sister-in-law, Julie. They thank you to her Aunt Pam and Uncle JB, and cousins Andrew, Patrick, and Brianna, who drove us just for tonight. A loving hello to her grandparents, Frank and Roberta, who are listening on Dominican Radio back home in Southern California. And last but not least, she'd like to thank her boyfriend, Victor. The team will not be the same without you next year, Amanda, and your tough love and wisdom. We are going to miss you so much. And I really feel like for all three of you who really lived as a family and you love each other as a family, it's really hard.
There you go, Jet. Radio.dominican.edu on senior send-off night. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson with your DU broadcasters for tonight as the Penguins welcome in the Lady Warriors from Pacific Union College, Jet.
Yes, sir. Heartwarming intros and, I guess, congratulations giving to our departing three seniors here. It's a great thing to hear. But we got some more heartwarming shout-outs coming to you. Gabby says to Mom and Dad and Sabrina, she's giving a shout out. Mom, Dad, Sabrina, hope you're listening. Also, Laura gives a shout out to Mom, Pop, and Sis. Hope you guys are listening too. Mott, our new girl, Mott, the freshman, gives a shout out to the whole family. So if you're Mott's family, we hope you're listening and loving it here on radio.dominican.edu. Allie again gives a shout out to Mom, Dad, Grandma, and Chris. Sarah Chow, our freshman, also gives a shout out to Vicky and Rachel. Vicky and Rachel, hope you're tuning in. Holly, he gives a shout out to Melissa, Tamara, Carla, and Gloria, and Jeremy. Or yes, Carla and Gloria. She did not a Holly shout out. I'm sorry. Also, Chris gives a shout out to Mom, Dad, Kayla, Arden, Tay, and Tay J P Head, as well as Jeremy. So those are all the shout outs that are going out today from your Lady Penguins here senior night in the Collins Center.
All right, Jed, here we go. Fans, it's been a great season, Jet. You've been a super side man. I hope you're with me in the future.
Yes, sir.
For more live events from the Conlon Center and elsewhere on the DU campus, right here on radio.dominican.edu. And I know, Jet, you'll be alongside for some color commentary during the basketball season. Oh, so yeah. I look forward to that. But this has been a great volleyball season. Want to give a shout out to Mike Wells, also another one of our volleyball broadcasters traveling with the men's basketball team. So both teams are out on the court now. Jed and I are up in the luxury box, high atop the area of play. Penguins off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Lady Pioneers off to our right. Penguins attacking from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. That is from the left to the right. Here we go. And the first service comes off from Elisa Jacobo. And the first kill shot is put down by Heather Jacobson, the 6'2" sophomore for Pacific Union. The Penguins trail by one. Jacobo to serve again now. She's only 5'1", Jet. But pretty good serve there. Fielded by Pence. Set up then over to Roberts in the middle, and Roberts gets it right back in her face. A nice back set over to Wags into the back row. Picked up by Megan Acob. The Penguins field it then cleanly. Here's Roberts with the killer attempt. Doesn't get it anywhere. The set up now. The Penguins off to the left side. Back over to Acob, and the Penguins pick up the point. Tie it up 1-1.
Yes, sir. Good way to jump back right here with the Penguins. It seems like they got caught a little out of position on that first point made by Pacific Union, but they're going to be backing in. Wagner's going to serve.
Yeah, the Penguins are going to start them off with something rough here. 1-1 the score, and they're going to see the best server in the CalPAC, the senior Amanda Wagner, bringing it. Wagner hits the tape and opens up play with an ace right at the feet of Joanne Morris. Penguins lead 2-1, game one, best of five tonight on senior send-off night. Wagner, one of the team captains, stands back out about 7 feet to the right of the center line. She heaves it way up there, Jet, and into the back row. That one's fielded cleanly, and the killer goes down, and Wagner down on a knee. Wagner sticks the left arm out instinctively, intuitively. Either way, doesn't get it anywhere. Two up.
Diligently.
Gracefully. And now Pacific Union to serve, and this is Carrie Cordes, a 5'6" junior. And she serves into the back row. And Allie Pence, also one of the graduates tonight, as you heard on pregame festivities, right into the hand of the security guard back there. It's pretty good hands on the security guard. The Penguins trail by one, 3-2. In favor of Pacific Union, here's Cordes now from the left corner serving now at the feet of Allie Pence. Pence with a good bump. She gets it over to Grand. Grand lays down a killer, and it's three up. Oh, almost got Mike Rupp. He wasn't looking. Mike Rupp is in the house, fans. He's doing the scoring down there. Three up, fans, and here comes Laurel Grand, the 5'9" junior out of Santa Cruz to serve for the Mighty Penguins. Left side of the center line, and she serves a perfecto. They set it up into the back row. Oh, Pence dives for it and saves it. Now they set it up over Gabby Pecora had that killer, but Pacific Union fielded it cleanly. Oh, Pence dives for it. She ends up on the floor with Wagner. Both ladies are okay. I thought one of them was going to get hurt there, but the Penguins end up knocking it under the net. That doesn't count. 4-3.
Good to see our Lady Penguins go after it here, the two seniors who's playing their last home game.
Oh, what a great serve. Who served that? I can't see her number. Is that Heather Jacobson? It is.
Yes,
the 6'2" sophomore. I couldn't see Jacobson's number, but she's the only player on either team that's over 6 feet, and she's 6'2". She's way over 6 feet. She serves a bullet, but the Penguins managed to dive for it and come up with the winner. Here's Christy Roberts now. Probably see a lot of Roberts and Pence and Wagner tonight. Their final home game in front of the hometown fans. Saved by Wagner. Now it's kicked over. Somehow the Penguins got it back. A good block by Pecora into the middle. Blocked again by the Penguins. Morphew out there with some good defensive work. Penguins back on offense. Now it's 4-4, fans. Over to the left side, Gabby. Gabby with a bullet into the back row. It's saved by Pacific Union, but they can't get it back over the net.
Yeah, me and you almost get a souvenir over here, Stu. Looks like it's give out a volleyball night. But
is it give out a volleyball night?
I'll take
one back to the studio.
get the seniors to sign it. I see no problem with that.
5-4, Penguins on top. Here's Roberts. Right on the center line. Roberts flat-handed serve, kind of a knuckler. Gets it across with a bullet, and they get it back across the net there. A good play by Heather Jacobson to save it. And I didn't see what happened at the end of the point there, Jet. I was looking at Jacobson's name, and all of a sudden the referee indicated the Penguins had lost the point.
Yeah, the Penguins knocked it back into the net. Yachts to go over, Stu, so that was the one mess
all
up right there.
Oh, you got to get it over?
Yes, sir.
When did they start that? Five up, fans, and now a killer out of Pecora, and that's more like it. 6-5, Penguins on top. And serving for the Penguins will be number 23. It's Brooke Swingle, sophomore, in her second year with Roger Goodwin. Boy, Swingle really made a big splash in the CalPAC last year from the right corner. She with the runner and the ace. And that one goes up into the 14th row of the grandstand.
Yeah, those people aren't playing, Stu. I don't think they're playing tonight.
No, they don't. No, they're definitely out of play. 7-5. Here's the next serve by Swingle. Jet and I having a blast tonight. It's senior send-off night, folks. And a back row. Allie Pence with the arm out. Can't save it. And the kill came from number 14, Carrie Cordes. So Cordes getting some airtime tonight on Penguin Radio. 7-6, fans. Penguins on top in game one. Best of five tonight. Penguins are 7-3 in conference. All alone in second place, which is likely where they will finish. A great save there by Pence. Ball's back in play. Pence with a superb save. Now it's whipped across into the Penguins' territory. Penguins on offense and the killer there.
Yes, sir. That momentum sparked by Allie Pence, who just went out and showed some great tenacity getting out there, getting the ball, putting it back in play for the Lady Penguins.
8-6 to you on top. Now serving it up is Pecora. Pecora with the runner. She stuffs it in the net, Jet.
Yes, sir. It's got
to
go.
That was not
over.
Good.
You got to get those over. One thing Dominican has to be able to do, which is maybe they can improve on next season, is eliminating the simple mistakes. They eliminate those, they win more games, too.
Agreed. 8-7. Penguins on defense now. It's bumped over to Wagner. Wagner on the way. Wagner knocks it home. And the Penguins pick up a good one there from a masterful kill shot by number 25, Amanda Wagner. 9-7 to you.
I swear I saw sparks fly on that hit, Stu. It came a little too hot to handle for the Pacific Union over there. They're looking around like, what happened on that one?
Kayla Morphy to serve it up for the Penguins. She stands just a few feet to the left side of the center line. With the runner, flat-handed, knuckler back row, perfect serve. Nice set from Jacobo, and killed by Jacobson. Jacobo to Jacobson. Jacobo, number one, is at 5'1" and a junior, and she set that thing perfectly. Jacobson put it away. 9-8, and now Jacobo with the serve. Oh, Christy Roberts with a masterful smack, but the Penguins somehow... Oh, excuse me, the Warriors dug it out. They got it back, and then Wagner with a save on defense puts it down. 10-8 Wags will serve it.
Yes, sir. Wagner, California's best kept secret, is scoring a point for Dominican right there. She is the great senior departing tonight.
Spins it in the right hand, throws it up with the right hand, and then knocks it down with the right hand into the net. And the Warriors can't dig it out. That serve is just too tough to handle on the dive bombing top spinning nightmare serve from number 25. 11-8, Penguins on top in game one. Here goes Amanda. She's wearing the hose very high tonight, Jet. Nobody else in the house is wearing... Oh, yeah, Allie Pence is wearing the high hose, too.
Yes, sir, representing seniors. And they go ahead and represent again, scoring the point here for Dominican.
She's got them all the way up to the point underneath her knee pads. And then Allie Pence, number 5, back there, we're playing libero tonight as Pence.
I don't know if that's volleyball style. It looks like some James Worthy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar type.
It does.
Flashback.
It's all practically ABA style. Oh, no, and Wagner shanks it out of bounds on the serve. A very nice serve, except it was not in.
True.
12-9.
True. Looks like the Sox didn't help on that one, but...
Janae Helley to serve it up for the Warriors. And she nails it right into the back row, bumped up by Pecora. Now it's back set by Swingle. And Christy Roberts knocks it across. The Penguins now on defense. Oh, Wagner bumped it across. Didn't mean to do it. And the Warriors laid it into the back right corner. Perfectly placed. Wagner wants to talk to the referee. Doesn't really believe the referee. Speaking of the referees, Jet, Marie Dunn up on the ladder is our first referee tonight. And Gigi Bernay,
yes,
number two referee, sent down from the main offices of the NAIA. And the CalPAC Conference, of course, the Penguins... home conference, playing at home tonight, the final home game, and the killer by Laurel Grand. That one goes down. You know, I don't know if it's the weather or what's going on, Jet, but not much excitement in the air tonight. What's going on? 13-10.
I think it's more so anticipation, Stu. I think they're anticipating the great play coming from the seniors, and the seniors have been doing decent so far, so I'm looking forward to more, I guess, hype, I guess, anticipation. We're looking forward to more hype and more tenacity going in.
PC playing a 13-10. Penguins on offense. Here's Roberts. She gets up. It's tipped at the front line, and Roberts will get credit with the kill. Roger Goodwin wants to talk to the referee. She does. Referee Gigi Bernay comes over, talks to Roger. Goodwin in his seventh year at the helm for the Mighty Penguins, and I said the Penguins got that point. And Roger, that's why Roger came up on his feet, because it was given to the Warriors. And now Christy Roberts dinks one over, and she'll go back behind the line as Kayla Morphy re-enters the game. Allie Pence back to the bench, and here comes Roberts with a serve.
Morphy is a true freshman. It's good to see her in the game, see what she's got.
14-10 fans, and Roberts lays one across. And the ball, I'm not sure what that sign is from the referee. You think I'd know that one. I've never seen that one before. But the point went to the Warriors, and immediately Roberts goes out and Pence is back in. So Pence just came out for 1 point. 14-12, D's still on top, and this one served out of bounds by Casey Miller, the 5'10 freshman. Miller, way over there in the right corner, shanked it all the way across the court diagonally. She got it over, and it went out off the left side. 15-12, DU on top, into the back row, service by Swingle. And now the Penguins on defense, bumped up by Picora. Forward set back to Gabby. Gabby on the way, and it comes out off of the arm of Laurel Grand. Penguins on top, but only by two. Now, here's an interesting fact for you, Jed. Is PUC playing the Penguins very tough here in game one? 15-13, PUC does not have a conference win.
No conference wins. Well, they played the wrong team tonight to try to get one, because the Lady Penguins are definitely contenders and should be in that playoff situation, falling victim to a technicality in terms of being stuck in second place. I've never heard of that before in my life, Stu.
Well, you're a young man, Jet.
And proud of it.
We've seen some weird technicalities called here at the Conlon Center. At least I have in the last 8 years since it opened. I was here on opening night, Jet.
Right.
Now then you were a young man. 17-13, the DUs are on top. And here comes Gabby. Gabby to serve it for the Penguins. 1 foot back. Picora pounds it over. Ace. One of the Lady Pioneers, what I call them, the Warriors, excuse me, fans. One of the Lady Pioneers dove for it. That was Heather Jacobson. Pardon me. Well, that's like calling the Penguins, the Pigeons. That's not good. 18-13.
As long as you didn't say the Hawks, we were going to be fine.
Uh-oh, and there's an ace out of Pecora, and it was diving so hard, Sarah Richards actually backed up on it, and it landed in front of her.
It was like someone lit a stick of dynamite right in front of her. She didn't know what to do with it.
Sarah Richards comes out, and replacing her is Casey Miller. Miller comes in with a knee brace on the right knee. I mean, that's a serious brace, too. There's got to be 10 or 12 pounds of metal on that brace.
It's like the Iron Man brace.
Yeah. So now, I thought a two-touch was going to be called on Grand. They get it back over to Gabby, and Gabby slams one. It's bopped out of bounds on the defensive return by Joanne Morris. And by the way, bop is that's a technical term in the lexicon of volleyball, Jay. You knew that, 1914.
Of course I did.
You'll hear me say that every once in a while, and probably at the Olympic level. Joanne Morris to serve now, the 5'8". 5'9" freshman, fielded by Gabby, bumped across the court over to Graham, and Graham slams one down right at the feet of Molly Helton. So the Penguins aren't zeroing in on any one particular Lady Pioneer. They are going after all of them. 2014, Pence is out, and Christy Roberts came back in. She's in there with Graham and Wagner and Picora and Swingle and Morphew, and the ball's in play, and the whistle goes, and the Penguins with a point after the serve, and I think it must have touched the ground right at the feet of Molly Helton. I'm not sure who that...
It was a two-touch on this side.
All right, 21-14, Penguins by 7 in game 1. There's Helton. This one hits Swingle right up in the neck. Now it's back over to Swingle. Swingle hits the top of the tape, and it hits the line and falls in, 22-14.
Ooh, getting a little help from the net there. It's good to see that net come in and show support since we put it up and take it down.
Well, yeah,
day.
That's right. It's a home net.
Yes,
hits
sir.
The top of the tape and drops in. Morphew to serve straight away. Morphew with the runner. Morphew shoots it out of a shotgun, Jet. Now this one's over to Helton, and Helton gets it across nicely. Penguins back on defense now. Jaina Helley knocks it across. They get it over to Grant, and Grant slams it at such a severe angle with so much power, Jet, the Lady Pioneers couldn't do a thing with it.
Lady Pioneers need to wake up, because it's 23-14. It looks like Dominican's going to go ahead and run away with this first game.
Boy, it was close there. I think it was 15-13 for a second, and Morphew with another race, 24-14, game to 25 fans. So this one could be over in a second.
Yes, sir. Morphew's going to go back.
And keep that No, not yet. Not till the game's over. More for you now with a serve. Thanks, Jet. And the back set now by the Lady Pioneers. Dinked into the middle, but the Penguins pick it up somehow. Over to Wagner. Wagner gets it across. Oh, a masterful play by Amanda. Oh, and a great kill shot laid down by the 6'2" Heather Jacobson. What a killer, Jet.
The 6'2" is definitely a lot of height to deal with coming in here, especially for even for Wagner, the tall lady here for Dominican Penguins. But we're going to get right back in it now, Stu.
Jacobo with a nice service over to Wagner. Wagner slams it down. Game point. Penguins pick up game one. And that's one love in games, fans. And the Penguins lead this one. 1-0. 25-15. This timeout brought to you by Gelati Brothers Contractors in Santa Fe since 1914. Marin Independent Journal. You can find him on the web at marinij.com, or as President Bush says, the internets. It's all about Marin, Jet. Pick up your daily copy today, 25 cents. Monday through Saturday, 50 cents on Sundays. Also brought to you by Embassy Suites of Santa Fe. I'm going to get it out eventually, Jet. It may not be by the end of the night, though. Bank of Marin. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics, TNB Sports since 1946. Find them online at TNBSports.com. TNB Sports, downtown Santa Fe, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Also, Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live, Jet. Find them online at FHAllen.com. Search for homes, get neighborhood information. Frank Howard Allen Realtors.
Yes, sir. And then one thing I do know, that when these Lady Penguins are seniors, Allie Pence, Christy Robertson, and Magna Wagner do leave and depart from Dominican, one thing they're going to need is their help from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo with free checking and direct deposit for Dominican students. Visit a banker today for details if you're a Dominican student. Also, Bon Appetit, the great management and catering company that comes to our campus, feeds our athletes, keep us well-tuned and finally working. Loving Bon Appetit every day. Also, one thing I know you'd miss if you're not from the Marin area, if you are leaving school like our departing seniors, you're going to miss Quintez Taqueria, the best burritos in town. Best burritos in town. I've been there in the Montecito Plaza. I'm telling you, Stu, I went to sleep right after. It was so good, they knocked me right out. But I always remind you, eat at Puentes Taqueria, the best Mexican food in town.
Hey,
also,
when you're down at Puentes, be sure to say hey to Bobby.
No doubt.
Bobby, tell him Stu and Jet sent you.
Yes, sir. They'll cook you up something real nice. Please, please, touch the burritos with caution because they will put you to sleep. They're so good. They're just too good. So you got to be ready for those burritos down there at Puentes Taqueria. Also reminding you, Bank of Marin is a power sponsor of Dominican Athletics, as well as Allen Realtors. Frank Howard and Allen Realtors. Search for homes, get neighborhood information, go to our award-winning home 24/7 at www.fhallen.com.
That's how many W's? Just about three?
Just three, but oh, I think okay. I said about 15, 16.
Well, I didn't know if it was four or not.
I got a little bit of George Bush syndrome there. www.
All right, so there are our sponsors of DU Athletics. Of course, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson, your DU broadcasters for the evening. The Penguins are up 1-0 in games, best of five match. Penguins are off to our right now, occupying the northern end of the Conlon Center. Am I good there? Okay, good.
You're going good, Steve.
And for Roger Goodwin in game two, it'll be Allie Pence, Christy Roberts, Amanda Wagner, Gabby Pecora, Brooke Swingle, and the Penguins will also be starting Kisarina Hafoka, the six-footer, the freshman. Now, Hafoka was our player of the game a few games ago, Jet, and so we look for big things out of Hafoka. She's a superb player, the freshman, the six-footer. So that's a distinct advantage for the mighty DUs. And the Dominicans, as mentioned, off to our right. Now the Lady Pioneers off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlon Center. Zeros all the way across the board. Our referee closest to us is Gigi Bernay, and she puts the game in progress. We are officially underway with Game 2, fans, and here we go on the final night of collegiate volleyball for our three graduating seniors, Pence, Wagner, and Roberts. Ball is in the air, and the killer goes back, bumped up by Wagner. Wagner sends it over to Swingle, and then Pecora with a massive slam, and it ends up out It almost left the Conlon Center jet. That was hit so hard it went out by the doors. I thought it was going to be in the parking lot, 1-0.
I'm telling you, I think the guys at the space station got a little glimpse of that volleyball, but
yeah, you can
jump in here.
You can see the ball on Google Earth. 1-0 to you. I was trying to make a joke there, Jet. You're supposed to laugh even if it's not funny.
Oh, I was laughing so hard, too, I couldn't speak.
Now Wagner with a defensive gem. Oh, no, and Hafoka knocks it deep, and it goes out of play, and it's one up.
Just a bit outside, as the old sports commentating terms goes to. Just seems inches, but good job by our flag man there.
One up now, and Elisa Jacobo to serve for the Lady Pioneers. She serves it over to Pence, and Pence knocks it out into the grandstands. Pence couldn't handle it. You don't see that too often. Two apiece in game two. Wait a minute. Check it. It's 2-1. For a second, it was two apiece on the board, but they switched it. Now, all right, now it's two apiece after Gabby Pecora slammed that one down so hard. Little old Megan Acob almost broke an arm. It hit her in the forearm, and now I think she needs to put ice on it. Just after that one killer by Gabby Pecora, she hit it so hard. Two apiece, and for the DUs, Mott Malapai has come in place of Hafoka. Yeah. Malapai, a 5'7" sophomore out of South San Francisco. And she serves one over. And knocking it into the net was Joanne Morris, a 5'9" out of San Gabriel, 3-2 DU. And for the first time now in game two, the Penguins are leading. And here's Malapai. She shanks it off the, let's see, she served it right-handed. It went out off the left side. So I'm going to assume that she hit that with the left side of her hand. And it just spun out of bounds. Serving now for the Lady Pioneers is Janae Helly. And she puts in a beautiful serve over to Roberts. Roberts had everything in the net. Both arms and one leg in the net, Jet. That's what it looked like.
But a valiant effort by the senior, though. I mean, she's trying to get up there and get some wins, trying to be tenacious.
Did I miss one? Now it's 4-3.
I don't know. It looks like we're having a little...
I don't know what happened. I thought... Well, I don't know. Okay, I think I missed a point, Jet. I'm going to put this one on me. Now the Penguins on defense. Swingle with a nice bump after the kill attempt, but the Penguins are able to save it. Diving forward is number one, Jacobo, and she can't get it. And the Penguins with the point. Now it's 4-4.
Yes, sir. The ever so gently tap was knocked over and came up with the point for the Lady Penguins. Loving its scores right here, Steve.
Swingle now to serve it up for the Penguins. Where's number 23? This one's up almost off the ceiling. Wow, running forward is Jacobo into the back row. Now it's just knocked across lightly. Bumped up by Wagner. Over to Gabby. Gabby into the corner. Wide. 5-4. Penguins trail. So the Penguins and the Lady Pioneers had a great game for the first half of game one, and then the Penguins ran away with it. 5-4 now. DU trailing again. Serving it for the Lady Pioneers is Jacobson. Into the back row. Bumped up by Malapai. And none of the Penguins went after it. They all backed up. Malapai bumped it perfectly. And all of the DUs backed up. No Dominicans anywhere near the ball. 6-4.
Seems like a little miscommunication on that play, Sue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Jacobson with another nice serve. And Christy Roberts with a superb slam across. But it's saved by the Lady Pioneers. Penguins on defense now. It's whapped into the net by Jacobson. Jacobson jumped for it. She didn't need to jump for it. She was late on it, Jet, and it went low into the net.
Yes, sir. Lady Penguins seem to benefit from that one, but we got Pecora going up, sir. Pecora is the MVP, Stu. She's not the senior yet, but we can't wait to her senior year where she's going to be tearing it up for our Lady Penguins.
Been playing her whole life, just getting better all the time. Pecora now, as the Penguins trail by 1-6-5, serves it across. This one's called in the back corner. Malapai called to Pecora to let it go, and it landed in, but just by an inch or so. 7-5, just barely in.
Just a bit inside that time, Justin.
You're doing your Bob Uecker all over the place.
Bob Uecker is the greatest of all time, even if he is fictional.
He's definitely not fictional. He was a player. He was just a terrible player. 7-5. And this one drops right in the middle as Pecora slams it into the back row. Middle back row. Diving for it again was Acob. 7-6. Penguins trailing. And Hafoka in the place of Malapai. 7-6 now. Here's the graduating senior, Christy Roberts, with a serve. Bumped across by Sarah Richards, a 5'7" senior out of Modesto is Richards. Penguins on offense. Oh, brother. And Wagner comes in for the kill.
Wagner seems to be on her aim game tonight, just bringing so much tenacity and, I guess, just hardcore experience to this game, coming through for our Lady Penguins, doing what she has to do to get the win.
7-Up fans. Jets drinking one right now. Here is Roberts serving. Gets it across nicely. Penguins back on offense now. They set it up over to Pence. Back row. Oh, called out. After a delayed call, a little bit of a delayed call on the line judge there, Jet. But I think she had to consider that, have the instant replay in her mind. And then I think she made the right call ultimately.
Yeah, true. You got to be aware of that that mental instant replay has been messing up a lot of refs this year, Stu.
8-7, and there's a live ball on the court. Nobody but Jet and I were looking at it. Oh, okay. I see. One of the Pioneers is running back for it. That's Carrie Cordes, and she knocks it into the net. So Cordes serves it up and gives a point back to the Penguins, and now it's 8 apiece. And speaking of 8, re-entering the game is number 8, Heather Jacobson. Here comes Amanda Wagner now to serve it up for the Penguins. 8 apiece. Wagner with a dive-bombing beauty. And a dink shot, and seeing the crease was Joanne Morris. Morris saw the Penguins had collapsed away from the right side. That brought Coach Goodwin to his feet, and rightfully so. Morris dinked it in there, and the Penguins are trailing again, 9-8. You're listening to Live Volleyball on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Here's Morris to serve. Over to the right, Wagner slams it into the net. No, Wagner gets it off the tape. It hits Sarah Richards in the butt of the hands, and Richards puts it in the net, 9-up. So Penguins give up a point, take a point. Fans, if you'd like to interact with us, you can do so now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio.
Yes, sir. Sit here and talk to your boy Jet Jackson and Stu.
Yeah, you can send us a live instant message. And keep it clean, fans, because Jet is getting all the messages as we speak. Hefoka now with a nice save over to the left side. Pecora puts it down, but somehow the Pioneers come back up with it. A nice killer by Helly. Penguins pick it up. Now Wagner just dinks it across. Oh, into the net. No, Swingle got it across. Now the Penguins on defense. Bumped over by Morris. Now Swingle with the back set. Over to Wagner, whistle. Two touch called on Swingle, one of the best setters this school has ever seen, and Swingle gets rung up. 10-9, the Penguins trail by one. Serving it up for Pacific Union will be Jacobo.
Yeah, seeming a little bit of a closer game this game, Stu. Seems like Pacific Union is stepping it up a little bit, trying to bring more of the fight to DU.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you remember in game one, Jet, it was 15-13 in favor of the Penguins. That was pretty tight first half of the first game. But then the Penguins ran away with it, ultimately winning 25-17, 11-9 now. The Penguins trailing, and here's Jacobo again after a great serve last time. Lays another perfecto in there, and now she gets a big bump. Now they set it into the middle to Helton. Helton smacks it across, and finally Swingle gets the Penguins off the schneid, 11-10.
Yes, sir. They catch Pacific Union's libero sleeping on that one. They went ahead and got the point, loving the tenacity, loving the smart play from our Lady Penguins here so far, Stu.
Okay, Malapai to serve now. She's come back in with Pence, with Wagner. And three more ladies for the Penguins. Oh, and it's just helped over by Gabby Pecora. Pecora was lying in wait there in the corner, Jet. And she saw that one coming up, and she just dinked it across right in the teeth of Elisa Jacobo. Hey, shout out, by the way, to the PAC Union fans listening worldwide. Hopefully some of the ladies here called home and want to give a big shout-out to all the listeners from Pacific Union. Lady Pioneers are in the house and playing very well, I might add. Now the ball's back in play, and Jacobo knocks it across. Oh, man, the Penguins. Pence and Wagner run into each other. Pence now dives for it and saves it. Helped across by Pecora very softly. Jacobo now knocks it over to Helly, who smacks it up. Now the Penguins set it up to Wagner and a whistle, and the point goes to the Lady Pioneers. It's going to be, well, it says 12-11, Jet, but isn't it 13-11? This is the second time I missed it. I guess it's 12-11.
I guess it's 12-11, but I'm loving the play from Allie Spence, keeping the ball alive, keeping that whole momentum alive.
Oh, and Swingle gets wrapped up at the net with one of the Lady Pioneers. That was Cordes. Somehow it ends up on the Pioneer side. It's still alive after coming off of the shoulder of Roberts and the put away by Pecora, 12 up.
I'm loving the shoulder bump. It looks like a little little street ball volleyball going on here.
Yeah, it looked like it came off of Roberts' left shoulder, but apparently not.
I think it's the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the socks and the knee pads. Yeah.
The graduating seniors are wearing the gold hose all the way up. Well, Roberts kind of has them tucked down a little bit. And now the ace for the Penguins, and that's Brooke Swingle back there serving it up for the DUs. So the Dominicans will remain on offense. Swingle now, the Penguins back on top by one, 13-12. And she serves another floater. Oh, boy. And diving for it was Molly Helton. And right at the last instant, Helton pulled the arms in. She almost touched it. In fact, Helton is now whispering to another one of her players. I wonder if she grazed it. 13 up. This one off the top of the net. The Penguins on offense now after accepting the serve. Just helping it over is Wagner. A nice forward set. Oh, I called it a nice forward set by Joanne Morris, but it wasn't very nice. It was touched twice. And you can't do that, Jet. 14-13, game two. Penguins up one love.
Not
in
all.
His best of five match.
You also have Roger Goodwin getting out of the seat. We haven't seen that from him a whole lot this season, but he's trying to get here and get this win for our departing seniors.
After the late start tonight, I know the schedule said 7 o'clock, but for some reason, oh, it rolled on the top of the tape. It rolled about 4 feet toward us, Jet, and then it hit the antenna and fell back on the Pioneer side. So the Penguins with the point, 15-13. This is the same score we had last game. Penguins went on to win. This is where the Penguins caught fire last time. And here is Pecora off the top of the tape, and it's still alive. Pacific Union very nicely, and a two-touch after Union saved it, 16-13. Two-touch called on one of the Lady Pioneers, and a timeout has been called by head coach Eli Quinza. I think it's Quinza. I believe so, Jet. 16-13. We have a one-minute timeout, and you're listening to Live Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from the Conlon Center, where Jed Jackson and I are sitting high atop center court in the luxury box. We're complete with carpeting up here, Jed, way up here.
Yes, sir. We're doing real good in the luxury box. I mean, we got our hors d'oeuvres up here.
Oh, yeah.
Our top of the line refreshments.
Yeah, got the wet bar.
Yes, sir.
Got the telephones. Got the TVs for replay.
You know what else we got, Stu?
What we got up here?
We got the AOL Instant Messenger for fans who want to go ahead and get in contact with us.
All right.
Right now on the air on radio.dominican.edu. If you got some thoughts, send it in. Let us know.
Yeah. Hey, bring me some cannelloni next time you walk into the back of the box. If you wouldn't mind, Jet. 16-13. Way up here in the luxury box on the eastern wall of the Conlon Center, opened in 2000. The Conlon Center seats 1,285 fans. And it's a premier workout center in all of the CalPAC, and into the net. Pecora serves it. Gabby, what are you doing? 17-13. Wait a minute. Now the score is completely backward. I'm not sure. Hold it.
They're fixing
it. Gigi Vernet has gone over to the scoring table to fix things. 16-14. That sounds a little more like it.
Yeah, it's good to see a good ref being able to catch mistakes like that, Stu.
Casey Miller to serve it up now for the Lady Pioneers. Penguins set it up. Uh-oh. And Allie Pence went up for the dunk, and Allie Pence shanked it. Let's hope that's the last shank of her collegiate career. It could be. It's her last home game.
True. Allie Pence has had such a great game so far. Just a little hiccup right there.
So it's so strange, Jet, as this one served into the net by Miller. You know, I remember Wagner and Pence in their freshman years, and now here they are playing their final home game as graduating seniors. Out is Malapai, and back in there is Sofoka for the DUs. And I was talking to Wagner before the game, a service ace by
Christy Roberts.
Christy Roberts. Thank you. Jet, 18-50. I'm looking right at her. Complete meltdown.
So you've had a lot to do with these girls, too, as well.
Well,
Stu,
for 4 years, I've been watching Wagner and Allie Pence and Christy Roberts for the last three. And, this is a beautiful block by Hafoka, and the Penguins pick it up on the defensive gem by the freshman, 19-15, Hafoka, the six-footer. And talking to Wagner before this, I just remember when she came and joined the squad with Roger Goodwin. So it's very sorry to see them go. And there's another ace by Roberts. Roberts serving nicely into the back row, and the Lady Pioneers all backed up and didn't know what to do with it. 20-15, Penguins are on top here, as they were in game one.
Our seniors having a great game, and it's sad to see them go before we enter NCAA Division II play, Stu. We're looking forward to having some of our best players, and this is one of the good teams we've had at Dominican when these girls were on the court, so you know, it's going to be sad not having them. You know, we're definitely going to miss when we go on to that next level of competition.
Holly Jewell's come in place of Gabby Pecora, 21-15, as Robert served her third ace in a row. This one is fielded by the Lady Pioneers, and the Penguins can't do anything with it, as Elisa Jacoba faked the set and then just helped it across into the middle, and the campfire for the DUs, that never looks very good. And Heather Jacobson has left the game, and re-entering the game is Cordes. And Cordes will serve now, 21-16. The Penguins are on top. So while it was 15-13 in game one, the Penguins won 25-17. In this game, Hafoka helps it over. It was 15-13, and the Penguins are on top, 21-16. This one is called out after one of the Lady Pioneers gave it a go. In fact, that was number three, Janae Haley. Or is it Haley? I think it's Haley.
Yeah, it's Haley. Or Haley.
That's what I'm saying. 21-17.
His name's goodness.
And now there's an official's timeout, and Wagner will serve for the DUs. 21-17. As Jacobson has re-entered.
I gotta go pick up my Hooked on Finals book, Stu, and report back to that, and report back to you with how these names are pronounced.
Here's the service by Amanda Wagner, and there's an ace as Wagner zeroes in on Sarah Richards, and Richards bumped it off the left hand. It was right at her feet. Yes, she couldn't do anything with it. 23-16 in game two, best of five.
The hot serve catches them ice cold right there, Stu.
Be nice to... Oh, this one's back to Richards. They do it again, and there's a two-touch call as Richards was just barely able to get the ball up. She bumped it across to Elisa Jacoba, who tried to help it over. Jacoba with the deuce. Game point. And here is Amanda Wagner. Jad Jackson on the play-by-play in game three. She rolls it across, hits the top, and drops. And we have a one-minute break in the action as both teams switch sides. The Penguins 7-3 in conference, firmly entrenched in second place. And it looks like that's where they're going to finish up, as Menlo has already clinched the CalPAC title for this year. So while it's tough to say, Jet, and it hurts me to say a little tiny bit, got to give props to Menlo. They did beat everybody in the conference. They were undefeated.
True.
And they did a nice job. Menlo playing tonight. I'm not sure where they're playing tonight.
I mean, we're not sure if Menlo's playing tonight, but our focus is here with our Lady Penguins. Menlo did have a great season. And, you know, the Lady Penguins went against them and had some great games, but didn't quite pull it out. Menlo always is tough competition for all our sports teams. Menlo being such a powerhouse, it seems, in the NAIA. But NCAA Division II is where we're headed next, and we have to say that it's going to be hard for Menlo to mess with us then. But then again, I'm loving what we have done so far, Stu, and the progress and the growing that our departing seniors have done over their 4 years at Dominican. It's great to be here at a great school, a great athletic program that looks not only just to have successful teams, but also influence and have a great influence on their student athletes, you know, imparting a great sense of knowledge upon them as they go on to their day-to-day lives here at and after college, I have to say, Stu. But you know what? We're always reminding you, if you just need that little piece of sports equipment that you've been missing, you've been yawning for, I know I got to go pick up a new baseball glove for a baseball club here. I'm going to go to TNB Sports. TNB Sports is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. They've been in San Rafael since 1946. You can go online, check out their merchandise at www.tnbsports.com.
You know, Jet, in my first grade picture, I'm wearing a San Diego Chargers shirt that my mother bought me at TNB Sports.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. And that was probably 1969.
Wow. So
I'm guessing.
So TNB Sports having great history here in the San Rafael area. I'm telling you, I went and brought a football for them from Stu. It's been working like a charm ever since.
What'd you buy?
Football.
You bought a football at TNB Sports?
I had to go get a football, Stu, for a little touch and a little two-hand touch and tackle action out there on the
library lawn?
Yes, sir, on the library lawn.
Yeah, you know, John Baker and I used to play quite a bit of football out on that lawn when we were students right here at Dominican University of California and the Conlin Center, from which Jed Jackson and I are broadcasting this volleyball match live. It is a CalPAC event, fans. And we're just 20 seconds away from the side out as both teams have switched sides. Now the Penguins are back off to our left. So they started on our left. They moved to our right. Now they're looking to finish the night on the southern end of the Conlin Center. The final home game of the volleyball campaign. Oh, wait, volleyball, Penguin style. And you're listening to it live on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, with the play-by-play. Here he is, my partner, Jet Jackson.
Yes, sir. We have Pacific Union University going ahead to make the serve right now. Starting up here, looks like Gigi Brene, the judge, is sitting there checking with the Lady Penguins, making sure everything's going right and fine. Everything's in order. Looks like the Lady Penguins are having a little fun right here, trying to figure out how to get in order. A little fun for the seniors.
That's like having the referee counting out everybody. Okay, she's got everything underway.
Make sure everybody's on their P's and Q's, too.
Okay, let me reintroduce you, Jet, since this is you on the play-by-play. Here he is, folks, Jet Jackson.
Yes, sir. Pacific Union goes over the serve, hits it out of bounds, and that point goes ahead to Dominican University. It looks like the Pioneer, Lady Pioneers couldn't quite get that over right this next time, so Dominican's going ahead and snatch that point. We got Sarah Chow coming in for Laurel Grand here as Dominican plays on the left, and we got Pacific Union on my right. So Sarah Chow, number 10, the freshman, the true freshman, will go ahead and make the serve for Dominican. She goes over, hits the net, gets it over, and goes ahead and gets the ace. Sarah Chow, great ace over here. Net helping her out a little bit on that as Pacific Union couldn't quite get, you know, quite get up to it. Looked like the net got him a little confused. Chow goes back again for the serve. Goes up. Gets it over. It's returned by Pacific Union. They go up. Tapped over by Brooke Single. Wagner gets her hands on it. Christy Roberts goes up, hits the net, and Dominican is called. Too many hands, too much touching on that play. So the point will go ahead and go on to Pacific Union. It's 2-1 right here with Dominican leading. Pacific Union will go ahead with the serve from Janae Helly. Janae Helly goes up. Great dive out by Allie Pence and gets the point. Helly thought it was out of bounds, but it stuck in, called by the Flyers. So Dominican will go ahead and get that go-up three-run here right here in this second, third game. And the Lady Penguins will come out guns blazing in this next game, Stu.
Man, what a save by Pence, diving for it and got the Penguins a point. Beautiful.
The serve over by Swingle. Taps over and gets it again with the ace. The net is loving us tonight, tapping it right over. We're getting that bounce.
You're right.
I'm telling you, Stu, I'm loving this net right here.
Yeah, the net has really played a big part of tonight's match, and every time it's gone the way of the Dominicans.
Dominican puts it over. It looks like Pacific Union returns it, goes up. Brooke Single was the first to get her hands on it.
That one is outside the antenna, Jet.
Oh, it's outside the antenna, so.
Well, you don't see that very often, where it stays in play after it goes outside the antenna.
I'm telling you, now I can say we've seen it all, Stu. Brooke Single goes up again. It's returned again, put it on their hands by... Almost caught a William Jessup right there, but it's Pacific Union that went ahead and got the point. Catches Dominican in a little bit of a situation right there. Lady Penguins kind of caught out of position. Swing will try to get her hands on it.
Score
right now is 5-2 going ahead with Lady Penguins still up ahead. Wagner goes ahead, goes for the set. Allie Pence puts it back over and gets them off balance. Allie Pence having a great game. It's her last game as a senior here in the Collins Center. Pacific Union not able to catch it. Pacific Union trying to rally the troops right now, get them back to focus.
You're right. Pence is on fire. All of a sudden, it's a good time to have it happen. Pence is playing beautifully. I mean, that last save was as good as I've seen ever. That save that she put away to get us our third point, and that was a nice killer. She just gave one up for the Penguins.
Penguin goes up. Jacqueline Wood on with the ace. It looks like the 6-2 player right here from Pacific Union can't seem to handle it real quick. But Woodall's going to go ahead and put the ball over again for your Lady Penguins. Pacific Union gets their hands on it. They set it up. And it's called for the two-touch over on Pacific Union. So Dominican Ladies go ahead and get to that point. They go up 8-2 right now in this third game, Stu.
Yeah, poor set there by Jacobson. Well, you get her in the front row, and she's tough.
And Dominican goes ahead and gets the serve again. Gets the ace by Jacqueline Woodall. She's playing a great game here. Jacqueline Woodall, the junior from Dominican, and Dominican goes ahead and calls a timeout. Playing a great game, 9-2. They're stepping ahead of the Pacific Union Lady Pioneers so far, Stu. Dominican came into this game expecting the victory, and I can't say that they're not giving us anything less of that type of performance.
Yeah, you're right. Now, in Game 3, the Penguins are definitely dominating, whereas, Jed, in Games 1 and 2, it was very close up until about the halfway mark, and in each of those two games, the Penguins pulled away at about, well, it was 15-13, both games.
Right. Then
the Penguins really pulled away. Here it's 9-2, the Penguins are dominating, and it seems like Pacific Union's gotten a little tired.
Yeah, Pacific Union, as we spoke earlier in the game, the conditioning of these volleyball athletes is amazing, but it looks to see Pacific Union falling a little tired, a little drowsy over here, while Lady Penguins seem to just be heating up. with Jacqueline Woodall, the junior. He's coming up again from San Rafael with the serve over. It's returned by Pacific Union. Goes up. They return it now.
Oh,
a little bit tricky there by Pacific Union. Manny Weiner's hands on it. Christy Roberts with the spike and gets it again. They go up 10 to a deuce. Dominican Lady Penguins are definitely bringing it to them in this third game.
It's best of five, fans, and the Penguins are up 2-love in games. And the Penguins are now absolutely dominating game three.
Woodall with the lucky serve hands right here comes up. Pacific Union goes ahead. They go back over and return it. It's Woodall again with her hands on it first. Brooke Single with the sweat. Amanda Wadner with the serve and gets it right there in the corner, right in the sweet spot, I like to call it. No one's in the vicinity able to catch that for Pacific Union. We go ahead and go up 11-2 right here. And Jacqueline Woodall seems to have the lucky hand.
Yeah, you're
serve.
Right. Wagner with a great kill shot in the back right corner.
Sir, great showing by the seniors so far, Stu. Jason goes up again for Pacific Union. Pacific Union puts it back over. Got Sarah Chow with her hands on it first. Brooke Single with the sweat. Allie Pence goes up. Almost gets the kill. Doesn't quite get it over. Still, it's returned by Pacific Union, and Amanda Wadner tries to do the soft touch. Brooke Single with her hands on it. Wadner with the setup. Pence with the spike.
Oh.
Gets it back over. It's returned by Pacific Union. A good rally going here. Oh, and it goes up again, and Wagner and Roberts, I believe, go ahead and knock that down.
Actually, that one was in the net there, Jet. Miller knocked it in the net, but you're right. Those ladies were right there anyway.
True, true. Looks like my vision was blocked a little bit there, Stu. Also up again by Pacific Union. They go back over. Swing gets her hands on it first. Oh, Wadner with the set. Roberts almost gets his point. Goes up again. Brooke Single. And, blocked. Wadner goes ahead, tries to get the kill. It's blocked again by Pacific Union. That point will go to them. It's 12-3 so far here in this third game. Lady Penguins are still leading, Stu.
Penguins are playing some really nice volleyball right now. Not that PUC is playing any differently than they did in those two first games where they were real close with the Penguins.
True, true. The Penguins seem to be showing true form. Roberts with a little tap over, and she gets it easy, does it on that one. And she goes ahead and gets it in. Now we have Laurel Grand coming in again for Sarah Chow coming out. The freshman had a really good little sub in right there. So we're looking forward to it. Christy Roberts, the departing senior here, the communications major, coming in to make the serve for the Lady Penguins. She goes up.
Oh, what a serve.
And dives out to get it. Oh, and they get caught a little off balance. Looked like Woodall tried to go for it. Roberts is the one who wound up getting a little touch of it, but couldn't quite get it reached out enough to get it back over. Pacific Union goes ahead and subs in numbers 14 and their libero, number 5. Out goes number 6, Molly Hetson, and I believe that was number 13, Stu, Casey Miller. Pacific Union goes up again with the set on Pacific Union. They go over. Brooke Sweeney will get her hands on it. Magna Wander goes up. Allie Pence with the kill. Allie Pence doesn't quite get it. Goes back over. Pacific Union sending it over again. Oh, and you got Lady Penguins in a little bit of a campfire there. Couldn't quite get their hands on it. Jack and Woodall making the dive out. The diligent action trying to get that. Stu, what do you think about that?
Well, that was a rough play. It was a great play out of PUC.
Yes, sir. Pacific Union with the serve by Carrie Cordes. So back over. Brooke Single was the first to get her hands on it. Magna Wadner knocks it over. And it gets knocked back by Pacific Union, but it's out of bounds.
Cordes put the hands up there, and that's all she could do. If that thing would have hit her in the body, it might have hurt her badly. It was hit so hard, and then it went out of bounds as she tried to field it.
Yes, sir. Dominican goes up 14-5 in this game. Wagner, the top server, goes over. Wagner toes over. Pacific Union gets it up, returns it. Wagner again with the set to get her hands on her. Brooke Swingle sets it up. Allie Pence goes over for the kill. Allie Pence is just having an all-star game tonight. Letting it all hang out in her seniors and her last game as a senior here in the Collins Center.
And now, Jed, I don't know if you noticed too that Celeste Martin has entered the game for the first time tonight out of Sacramento at 4'10", and Martin had a lot to do with the last point the PUC got.
Well, you catch that, Stu. Magna Wadner goes ahead with the serve, and the ace gets it right over. Too hot to handle for Pacific Union. Dominican goes up 16-5, and we're running away with this third game, Stu. Wadner will go back again to serve. Wadner, the departing senior, is going ahead and getting her master's in sports management. She goes up with the serve again and gets another kill. Seems she catches two people off guard at the same time. We see such amazing things from Wagner. Her family here in full force showing their support for the departing senior. She's having a great emotional all-star game, a great MVP performance in this game. Wagner goes up again with the serve. It's been able to put up right there by Pacific Union. They go back over. And Union serves a little too hard. It looks like number 3, Janae Haley, goes up and puts a little too much on that. Wagner would get another opportunity to serve. She's the best server in the NAIA.
Oh, there's one that hit the tape and didn't help.
Ooh, I tooted her horn a little too fast, too.
I think that's the first one that hit the tape and didn't go for the Penguins all night.
Well, you can't bat 1,000 all the time.
That's right.
I guess. We're gonna have Pacific Union with the serve. Number 11, Joanne Maurice will go ahead and serve. Swingle tucks it over.
Oh.
Maurice again will put it up for Pacific Union. Pacific Union tosses it back over. Woodall gets her hands on it. Brooke Swingle goes up. Allie Pence puts it back over the net and gets him. Oh, Allie Pence's ball gets up again by Pacific Union. Wagner with her hands on it again. Laurel Grant.
Yep.
Oh, and a point will go ahead and go to Pacific Union. Score is 18-7 now.
I got to say, Jet, that there were two plays during that last rally where PUC saved the ball twice, and they were the most dynamic, incredible plays. I wish that people could see this game in action because PUC just earned that point the hard way.
True, true. But Allie Pence is going to go up again and get the point for Dominican as the 6-2 player from Pacific Union, number 8, Heather Jacobson, couldn't quite get her hands on it. A little too hot to handle. Send it right into the crowd. They're not playing tonight, so that point will go ahead and go to Dominican. Allie Pence will go back for the serve.
Mercedes Smith has re-entered the game.
Allie Pence is up. Jet. Pacific Union will return it.
Sorry.
Good catching there. There's two. Brooke Swinger will go up. Magna Wanner will go ahead and put it over nicely. Be served right now by Pacific Union.
Oh.
It goes into the net. Dominican will go ahead and get the point for that. We'll go up 20-7. It looks like we're going to be going home a little earlier, Stu. I don't want to talk too soon. No, we have seen crazier things happen.
Name one. No. You're absolutely right. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
True.
Penguins are comfortable, but that's as far as I'll go.
Just so confident, Stu. Go ahead. And Laurel Grand gets quite out. The point goes ahead and goes to Pacific Union University. I believe, is that it? Yes, it's 20-8. Point goes to Pacific
yeah,
University.
Yeah, was out.
Yes, Laurel Grand goes up, tries to get the ball in, but goes right out our line. Judge makes a good call on that. Looks like Pacific Union will go ahead with the serve. Allie Pence with your hands on it first. Brooke Singer will go up. Mercedes Smith will go over net, and looks like Lady Penguins will go ahead and get that point, 21-8. Mercedes Smith making a great play, the true freshman all the way from Hawaii. It seems like we have Dominican athletes coming all out of the woodworks here, Stu.
Place is loaded, Jet.
I'm telling you, Sarah Chow goes ahead. She's another true freshman. She'll go up for the serve.
Oh.
Oh, a little too much on it right there for Sarah Chow. She doesn't quite get it over. Lady Penguins making a valiant effort, however, trying to run away with this game. 21-9. You can already see a little bit of excitement on our sidelines. Number 3, Janae Haley will go ahead and serve it. Lady Penguins go up. Brooke Single with the set. Mercedes Smith goes with a nice tap over. Pacific Union will go up again and return it.
Oh.
And I'm a little confused on that one.
Outside the antenna again, Jet. One night. We haven't seen it all season.
I'm telling you. Looks like I'm getting caught. They're getting it's thrown weird. Everything at me tonight. But Brooke Single will go back with the serve. She's wearing the number 23, the most famous number in the world. Goes up. Oh, and looks like the Lady Penguins will go
you
ahead
mean because
and get that
of Emmitt Smith?
I mean, because of Michael Jordan, Emmitt Smith is 22.
I know what you mean.
Stu just continues to get me, but it goes ahead and Pacific Union will go.
Uh oh!
And a little bit of miscommunication by Pacific Union. Looks like number one, Alyssa Jacobo, tried to put it up for play, but her teammates didn't quite get the text message.
Match point, Jet!
Match point with Brooke Single. She'll go over and make the serve. Allie Pence, the senior, gets her hands on it. Swinger goes up. Amanda Wagner with the final. Oh, got a little ahead of myself. Oh. Amanda Wagner serves it out.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Her family over there getting excited. And we got the families of these senior players on their feet right now, rooting for their girls. Looking forward. Pacific Union go over the serve. Allie Pence gets her hands on the first. Swingle. Christy Roberts goes over. It's returned by Pacific Union. It is game point. Goes up. Brooke Swingle goes up again. Mercedes Smith knocks it over nicely. Comes again with Pacific Union. Oh! It catches Dominican a little out of position on that one. Allie Pence and Sarah Chow both go for it. Couldn't quite get a piece of it.
Everybody in the stands, Jet, is standing up. They want this one to be over.
I'm telling you, this is that anticipation I was talking about, Stu. It's just heating up right now.
We want
this win for our seniors. Jacobson will go ahead and serve for Pacific Union.
Third match point.
Gets her hands on it. Oh!
Fourth match point.
Brooke Roberts, they went through between that ball went between them at least three or four times, too, and they couldn't quite get it over the net. Such a valiant effort trying to get the win.
Good run for the Pioneers.
Yes, sir. Pioneers are going on a good one. Sarah Chow gets her hands on it. Brooke Swingle puts it up again. Allie Pence sends it over. Pacific Union goes up, puts their hands on it. Brooke Sweeney will go ahead. She's the first to touch it. Radner, oh, and a two touches called by Lady Penguins.
That's five in a row, Jet. Penguins can't finish the deal. Come on.
Looks like the icebox is starting to heat up. We need a little bit of crowd participation right here for your Lady Penguins.
Nope.
Oh, and Chow just a little bit short of it. Point again, going 24 to 14 now.
Six in a row.
And they have climbed back in. What's going on, Stu?
Match points, Jet.
Six match points, and I'm telling you, I'm more anxious than a kid in front of Disneyland before the gates open. I'm ready for them to win this game. Sweeney goes ahead and gets some hands on it. Mercedes Smith goes. Jacobson reaching out for it. Smith Union puts it over. Brooke Sweeney tossing it up again. The set by Magda Wagner. Mercedes Smith. Oh, saved again by Allie Pence. Wagner will go ahead with the toss over, and they get the game point. And Wagner, the senior, in her last game, scores the game-winning point for your Lady Penguins. And we're loving it right here on radio.dominican.eu. What a way to go out, Stu.
Man, oh man, 25-14 your final, fans. Good job on the play-by-play there, Jet.
Yes, sir. I was caught by the best, Stu.
Well,
by that I mean Stuart Scott.
All right, by the way, fans, you can hear Jet every Tuesday and Thursday, right, Jet? When's your show?
My show is Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 2 p.m. That's me and Mr. Jock with the All-Pro Sports Show, best sports talk this side of Earth. Only on radio.dominican.edu, produced by the man, the mystery, the legend, Stuart Horn.
I was thought you were talking about yourself.
No, sir. I always give props to you first, Stu.
I appreciate that.
Speaking of
giving props, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Great job, Jet. Shout out to Mike Wells, Mr.
Yes,
Jock,
sir,
who usually helps us with the play-by-play here. That's it for our broadcast schedule of volleyball at home. Fans, we're going to be bringing you basketball action starting very soon. Keep an eye on the website. Jet will be alongside. Cat Mullinex is in the house. You got the braces off. Looking good there, Cat. Big smile. All right, that'll do it, Jet. Any parting words?
Parting words, it's great to see the seniors go out with a win here at the Collins Center after a season that was great. They learned a lot. They had a lot of fun. It's great to see them end their season here in the Collins Center, at least, on a great note. I'm happy with the victory. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to party it up, Stu.
All right. So the Penguins in three tonight. And that'll do it for us. For Jet, for Mike, and the rest of the crew at radio.dominican.edu, Stuart Horn signing off. Another Penguin win. Penguins go 8-3 in conference, and it looks like they're going to end up in second place all alone.
Yes, sir.
Want to thank you all for listening. Shout out again to the PUC fans listening worldwide, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu.